الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك إلى آخر الحديث. Respected elders, brothers in Islam, in today's hadith, the beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam offers a few words of advice regarding two areas. Firstly, about how to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly, regarding qadr or taqdeer, destiny, and how many things, in fact everything in our life has already been predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The actual hadith, it starts off by Abdullah ibn Abbas reporting that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was behind him, and the Prophet himself grabbed Sayyidina ibn Abbas, and he said to him that, "Oh ibn Abbas, I want to teach you some words. I want to teach you some kalimat, and if you remember these words, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember you. And if you protect yourself with the teachings of this hadith, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you." So clearly then, the message of this hadith is a very important one, one in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abdullah ibn Abbas to remember and to always adhere to. I will read to you the first part of the hadith. Sayyidina ibn Abbas says, "Kuntu khalfan nabiyyi yawman," that once I was behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day. Faqal, and he said, "Ya hulam, inni u'allimuka kalimatin," that, "Oh young man, I shall teach you a few words." "Ihfazillaha yahfazka," that be mindful of Allah and Allah will protect you. "Ihfazillaha tajidhu tujahak," and be mindful of Allah. Always be keeping your mind that He is there looking at you, and what will happen? You will always find Allah in front of you.
Subhanallah.
Meaning that if you imagine Him in front of you, then He will always be there for you. So this is just in like the introductory words, and then the actual words of the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Firstly, one piece of advice, he says, "Iza sa'alta fas'alillah," whenever you ask, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Wa iza ista'anta fasta'in billah," and whenever you seek help, then seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the most, perhaps the most basic belief of Muslims, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of worship, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can answer our du'as. He alone has this power. He alone is the one that we worship. And remember, in every salah we read, "Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in." It is only you that we worship. It is only you that we seek help from. So this first piece of advice is perhaps the most basic thing about our religion. That when you pray to Allah, when you pray to anyone, when you make sure it's to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you need to seek help, then seek help from Allah alone. Now some Muslims might think and use this as a source to criticize what the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah do. They perhaps will say that the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they don't pray to Allah. Sometimes they pray to the Prophet, ma'azallah. And sometimes they say that they don't seek help directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather they seek the means of, they talk about the Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah, they seeking means for him, or they pray to him, or they pray to the awliya ikram. And so sometimes people look at our aqidah and they think, and they are confused, and they think that we don't pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'd like to make this point very clear for those people here, that in reality, our aqidah has never been any different to the aqidah of the Sahaba ikram. Our Aqeedah remains that we too only pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very important to mention, that we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hold the belief that only He answers our prayers. But what we sometimes do is pray through the means of perhaps the Prophet or perhaps the Awliya-i-Kiram. But that we don't pray to the Prophet, for instance. When we seek wasila, we are not praying to him. Rather, we are still praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for the means of our dua to be accepted, to try to win over the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek and we mention the name, for instance, of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is nothing wrong with that. That we all seek guidance and the du'as from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we sometimes do it through different means. And in a very famous hadith, the Prophet himself said that once there were three men who were stuck in a cave, and there was no means to escape that cave, a stone had come in front of the entrance. And these three men, they thought to themselves that perhaps the best way that we can escape this cave is that if each one of us prays to God and remembers the best act that they have ever performed, the act with the most sincerity, and perhaps if we mention this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from this calamity that has fallen upon us. So one person shared his story of the most sincere act that he had performed, and as he finished the story, then he could see that the stone had slightly moved from the entrance of the cave and they could see some light coming in. And the second person, he mentioned a sincere story of how he was sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and again the stone moved slightly more. And then the third person, he mentioned his story of how he was mukhlis to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what they found was that by mentioning this story to one another, by talking about their action, the entrance was fully open. And they managed to escape this cave. Now who made them escape from the cave? It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one doubts that. It was for Allah. This is the story that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself told. This is mentioned in the Sahih Sittah, it is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim, that in this story, how were these people saved? It was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we say that they were saved through their action. It was Allah that done it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the wasilah through the means of their actions. And by fact, by virtue of them mentioning what they had done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them. And in exactly the same way, the next part of this is, wa iza istain billah. And when you seek help, then seek it through the means of Allah. Only seek through the means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we acknowledge that the direct route is there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself teaches us that sometimes to seek help from me, do it through other means. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sta'inu bis sabri was salah. That in this hadith the words are mentioned fasta'in billah, isti'ana, seek help from Allah. In the Quran exactly the same words are repeated, and here it doesn't say seek help directly from Allah, rather it says seek help through the means of patience and through performing salah. Meaning the end destination is the same, Allah will help you, but there's different ways of doing that. Sometimes it can be by upholding to the sharia, sometimes it is through being patient, sometimes it is through salah. So we must understand that our aqeedah clearly says that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes he gives the means, sometimes he gives the wasira through other people, through other great signs, through, for instance, the Quran, for instance, the Awliya-i-Kiram, and this is the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. The next part of the hadith, very briefly, is a theme that we have already talked about in previous ahadith. This idea that whatever has happened in this world, whatever will happen in the future, has already been written down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there is nothing we can do to change that. That qadr has already been written for us. And sometimes, from this hadith, when I read to you will understand why. Sometimes I think the best example to give is that sometimes, for instance, if a student is giving an exam, he gives it, and later he gets the results and he finds out that he was only 3 or 4 marks away from actually passing. He failed the exam, but he only just failed. And for days and for weeks and perhaps months, the student will think to himself, if only I had revised that question, and I would have got those 3-4 marks extra and I would have passed. Or if only I had spent this time in revision. Or if only the morning of the exam I had quickly looked at this. And this kind of thought, it slows a person down, it makes him more depressed, it makes him more anxious. Think, for instance, if a person is going to a very important interview and he misses the train by a few seconds, and he starts thinking to himself that if only I had spent less time in the bathroom or less time ironing my clothes, I perhaps would have got to that interview. And this kind of thought, it slows a person down and it preoccupies his mind and he cannot think straight anymore. And what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is trying to teach in this hadith is that rather than trying to think like in that kind of mode, remember to yourself that this has already been written. That this is already part of the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's nothing on earth that, if Allah has already written it, then there's nothing on earth that can actually change that. And the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this is, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اِجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. The Prophet said to Ibn Abbas, he said, no, that if the entire ummah gathered to try to benefit you with one way, to try to give you some faida, lam yanfa'uka, they will never be able to benefit you illa bi shay'in qad katabahu Allahu lak, except by something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already preordained for you.
Subhanallah.
Meaning if the entire world wanted to benefit you, the only way you will get that benefit is if Allah has written it that you will get that benefit. وَإِنْ اِجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَدُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَدُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And if the entire nation, the ummah, was to gather and to try to plan to harm you with something, لَمْ يَدُرُّوكَ, they will not harm you, إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. The only way they will be able to harm you if Allah has already written that in your taqdeer. That is the only way that will happen. And then the Prophet finishes the hadith in a most beautiful manner. He says, رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. The pens have been raised and the scriptures, the books, they are dry now. The ink on the books is dry now. Meaning that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote the taqdeer, wrote it with the qalam on the lawh, that pen has now been lifted. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ. And the ink has been dried on that. Nothing can change it now. So meaning that rather than having that attitude that if only this had happened, if only that had happened, perhaps the most sensible solution and perhaps the most sensible reaction that we should have is that this was written to happen. This was supposed to happen. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the hikmah behind that. And only He has knowledge of what has passed and what is in our future. So perhaps we should leave it in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to accept the taqdeer that He has written for us. And may Allah give us the ability to worship Him sincerely and with dedication. Ameen wa ma alayna illa al-balaghul mubeen. آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وسلم عليه. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم رب اشرح لنا صدورنا ويسر لنا أمورنا واحلل عقدة من ألسنتنا يفقهوا قولنا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.